final media day at the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. And welcome inside the media center. This is Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW on the final media day. JP Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. It's all over.
I feel like we've been here before.
I know.
Day after day after day.
Hour after hour after hour.
That's how it is to be with me, right?
Yes. And not even talking about the combine yet. The combine officially ending a couple of days from now, but the final media day today. Defensive backs meeting with the media today. Of course, not much of a priority, at least early in the draft, for the Jaguars this year. They had five picked last year. Of course, the big theme this week was the Jaguars at three, and whether or not they're going to take one of the top quarterbacks in this draft.
Well, and I think what's interesting to me is the difference between what Dave Caldwell is saying and what you sort of believe that he's really thinking and what people outside the organization believe. Everybody you talk to, mock drafters, Johnny Football, Johnny Football, Johnny Football. I don't get that feeling that they're sold on that yet. Maybe in 2 months, but I don't think that's – they're not hell-bent on that issue, if you will. So I think that's been the interesting thing to me to find out is that there is – a little bit of a difference on those two fronts.
There's a pretty much a consensus that if you're not sure, don't risk that pick at three.
Well, and again, if there's been a theme that's developed from Dave Caldwell so far, it's that his thinking is don't force a quarterback at number three. If it's there, great, but that the franchise really isn't in a situation yet where you want to reach on a player who you're not quite sure about.
Upcoming schedule for the Jaguars brass, well, it's pro day season coming up in March and early April. Free agency starts March 11th. A lot of loose ends to tie up there, too.
Well, and it's going to be an interesting period. I think they will be more active early in that first tier than they were last year. Does active mean they're necessarily going to sign guys? Maybe not. They're going to research guys. They're going to target them and then, you know, kind of let the process play to them. But it'll certainly be more activity in terms of them making effort.
And for Jaguars.com coverage of that March season, the Pro Day season, will be at four Pro Days. Bortles at UCF will be at Manziel's own personal Pro Day later in March. Bridgewater at Louisville and Clowney at South Carolina. We'll have coverage of all four of those here on the site, something that hasn't been done before on Jaguars.com.
It's going to be a neat thing. I've been to Pro Days at Florida and Florida State when I was covering either Jaguars for the TU. They're always interesting to go to. And it's always interesting to see these guys in action. Certainly, they've changed drastically in 15 years. A very big deal now.
Great week of work, John. Go catch the plane.
Right? Looking forward to that. Airborne.
For John Osier, JP Shadrick, that's it for our combine coverage from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. This is Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW.